Sunday, January 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. Men at Meribah and Massah, they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. And the morning prayer hymn. All you nations, sing out your joy to the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Joyfully shout, all you on earth. Give praise to the glory of God. And with a hymn, sing out his glorious praise. Alleluia. All you nations, sing out your joy to the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Let all the earth kneel in his sight, extolling his marvelous fame. Honor his name in highest heaven. Give praise. Alleluia. All you nations, sing out your joy to the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Come forth and see all the great works that God has brought forth by his might. Fall on your knees before his glorious throne. Alleluia. All you nations, sing out your joy to the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory and thanks be to the Father, honor and praise to the Son, and to the Spirit, source of life and of love. Alleluia. All you nations, sing out your joy to the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. And now the psalmody. Beginning with the first antiphon, the wise men opened their treasures and offered to the Lord gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh, alleluia. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hand. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. And repeating the first antiphon, the wise men opened their treasures and offered to the Lord gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, mighty seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Springs of water, sing his praises. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirit and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. And repeating the second antiphon, mighty seas and rivers, bless the Lord. Springs of water, sing his praises. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord dawns upon you. Men of every race shall walk in the splendor of your sunrise. Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their kings. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment in all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. And repeating the third antiphon, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord dawns upon you. Men of every race shall walk in the splendor of your sunrise. Alleluia. And our reading is from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your watchmen raise a cry, together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people, he redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. And the responsory, all the kings of the earth shall bow down and worship. All the kings of the earth will bow down and worship. Men and women of every nation will serve him. They will bow down in worship. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Today, the bridegroom claims his bride, the church. Since Christ has washed her sins away in Jordan's waters, the Magi hastened with their gifts to the royal wedding, and the wedding guests rejoice, for Christ has changed water into wine. Alleluia. In the Canticle of Zechariah, can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. Today the bridegroom claims his bride, the church. Since Christ has washed her sins away in Jordan's waters, the Magi hastened with their gifts to the royal wedding, and the wedding guests rejoice, for Christ has changed water into wine. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Today our Savior was adopted by the Magi. Our Savior was adored by the Magi. Let us also worship him with joy as we pray. Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you revealed yourself in the flesh. Sanctify us through prayer and the power and the word of God. Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, your witness was the Spirit. Free our lives from the spirit of doubt. Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you revealed yourself to the angels. Help us to feel the joy of heaven on earth. Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you were proclaimed to the nations. By the power of the Holy Spirit, open the hearts of all. Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you generated faith in the world. Renew the faith of all believers. Light from light, shine on us this day. Christ, you were taken up in glory. Enkindle in us a longing for your kingdom. Light from light, shine on us this day. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together, and our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, you revealed your Son to the nations by the guidance of a star. Lead us to your glory in heaven by the light of faith. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.